You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 443. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome back to the show. Super excited to have you here today, because today I want to share with you something that I believe is a huge contributing factor as to why clients stay with me on average for 2.5 to 3 years. I'm going to start with a bold statement. Most leaders focus on growth. I focus on personalization. Now, I know that might sound a little unusual, because if you open up LinkedIn, Instagram, or even just have a coffee with fellow business owners, growth is the buzzword. Everyone is chasing more clients, bigger revenue, faster systems. But here's the truth. I've never believed growth is enough on its own. What makes the difference? The thing that not only sustains a business, but builds legacy, is personalization, something that the majority of businesses that I work with don't have in place when they first come to me. And I rarely see it anywhere else in online or in, say, bricks and mortar stores. And so in today's episode, I'm going to unpack exactly what I mean by that, how I've embedded it into my own businesses for over a decade now, and how you can start weaving personalization into the way you lead, grow, and retain your clients. By the end of this episode, I promise you'll have practical ways to make your people feel truly seen, and that will change everything. So let's start with personalization. Personalization for me has never been a marketing tactic. It has always been a philosophy. Since the earliest days of my business, I've believed that in an era where so much feels automated and transactional, the leaders who stand out are the ones who make people feel seen. Think about it. When was the last time you felt like a number? Maybe it was waiting on hold for hours or being treated like just another transaction at a store. How did it feel? Probably cold, frustrating, and forgettable. Now, flip that. When was the last time you felt truly seen? When someone remembered your name, your favorite order, or asked about your kids? Those moments stick. They build trust. They make us want to return to that business. And you know what? Stephen Bartlett, the Diary of the CEO, one of the biggest podcasts in the world, was currently on Jimmy Fallon's show. And he said, people will say, don't sweat the small stuff. And what Stephen Bartlett said was wrong. You need to sweat the small stuff. It matters. And I couldn't agree more. The small stuff is not fluff. It's where relationships deepen. It's where clients shift from customer to community. It's where loyalty is built. Let me share a few examples of how I weave personalization into my particular business. Quick question. Have you ever spoken at an event, felt amazing, got great feedback, and then absolutely nothing happened? No leads, no bookings, no new clients, just applause and then absolute crickets. I see it happen all the time. Not because your talk wasn't good, but because most talks aren't built to do anything. That's why I have to tell you about Booked in 20, a powerhouse workshop created by my friend Jacqueline Brooker, who is a certified speaking professional and founder of Any Given Tuesday. Jacqueline has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs turn 20-minute talks, such as panels, guest spots, networking events, into 4, 5, and 6 figures of revenue. And this workshop unpacks her full framework. So whether you speak often or know you need to start speaking, this will help you turn your voice into a serious business tool. She normally charges $100 for this particular workshop, but she's joined up with me to give you the opportunity to access this completely free. Just head to the show notes at angelahenderson.com.au, click on podcast episode 443, and you'll be able to access this workshop absolutely free. And watch how your next talk changes everything. Since day one, I've made it a point of sending personalized gifts to every client that comes. Not generic hampers with crackers and cheese. I'm talking about this thoughtful in particular thing that is connected with who they are. Every time a new client starts with me, they get sent a personalized sign that is made by an amazing business owner here in Australia that has their name, the year that it was established. I want people to know I see them. I'm invested in them as a human, not just as an invoice. Another example is I'm heading to Bali next month to run my 4-day women in business retreat for 20 different people. And everyone in the last 10 days has gotten this beautiful surprise in the mail. That surprise was a hand-painted cookie pack done by a local artist here in Australia. And it was personalized with their names and a note on the cookie from me saying, "I can't wait to give you a hug. I'll see you in Bali. Love, Ange." They have been raving about it, and the event hasn't even started yet. Another example is inside of my mastermind. I make it a priority to remember details about each of the women's lives that is in my mastermind. It could be from their children's names, their animals, their mom or dad, the launch that they've been sweating about, the tough season that they're navigating. When I check in, it's never surface level. How's your business? It's, "Hey, how did the launch go? Let's break this down." Or, "How's your daughter settling into high school? I know she was anxious about it, and so were you." And you know what happens? They feel cared for. They feel important. And when someone feels seen, they rise. Their confidence grows. Their results improve. And because I do this, I'm leading by example. And it's also having a ripple effect with the clients that I serve in my mastermind one-on-one or VIP days. Just yesterday, two of my clients, they're a partner in a business, they ran an event for 160 people. And what they did is for every single person that came to that event, they had created personalized coffee mugs for them, but they also wrote a personal handwritten letter to each of them. And it was at their seat when they got into gymming the room to start sitting down for the day. I have personally seen on socials people sharing and talking about this, and people are going crazy about it. Personalization matters, right? Because here's the deeper truth. When a client chooses to work with me, I don't just see a business owner. I see someone with dreams and ambitions. I see a family depending on them. I see the weight of their challenges and the possibility of their success. And when you look at people through that lens, consulting is never just a transaction. It's a connection. Because transformation doesn't happen in a spreadsheet or in the automation tool you've set up. Transformation happens in the space between people, when trust exists, when care exists, when someone feels safe to stretch, try, and sometimes fail, knowing they are still valued. So as we start to wrap up this particular podcast episode, I want to turn this back on you. Where in your business have you fallen into growth at all costs mode? Where could you slow down and personalize even just 1% more? What's one small detail you could notice about your client, team member, or customer this week that would make them feel seen and valued? I encourage you to actually pause after this episode and journal on this, because that's where the magic happens. And you might be thinking, "Ange, but why does this matter?" It matters for so many reasons. We're living in a time when AI, automation, and speed are dominating the conversation. And while I love efficiency, none of those things replace the human desire to feel seen, heard, and valued. In fact, the more automated the world becomes, the more valuable personalization will be. It's the thing that will set businesses apart. And here's the other kicker, the beautiful part. You don't need a huge budget to personalize. You don't need complex tech. But what you do need is intention. You need to notice and you need to care. So the takeaway I want to leave you with today, growth is great, but growth without personalization, it's empty. Sweat the small stuff. Remember the details. Make people feel like humans, not numbers. And when you lead with personalization, growth will always follow. And as always, my friend, I appreciate you tuning in today. If this has resonated with you, make sure to leave a review, like, comment, share, etc., because I read every single comment that comes in. And for those of you that are wanting to connect into my world and start looking at ways to work with me, I've got my 3-day Women in Business conference happening at the end of October at the Gold Coast. I have VIP days. I have 2-hour strategy sessions. I have a mastermind, and I have so many different ways that I can support you to grow and scale your business in a way that feels light, easy, but also personalized. Have a beautiful day, and I look forward to you joining me again for another episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.